From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants press their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing there with anti-government forces inside the town of Mareya, which is near the Turkish border. And to the east, a Kurdish Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Analysts are saying recent Islamic State territorial gains have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians in the Azaz Mareya region and the closed Turkish border about 20 kilometers to the north. For almost a week, thousands of Iraqi forces have been advancing on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah, moving to cut off as many as 1,000 fighters from help on the outside. Backed by coalition airstrikes and artillery fire, Iraqi forces had cleared the town of Karma, about 16 kilometers northeast of Fallujah. But while admitting Fallujah is largely isolated, U.S. officials are trying to downplay expectations of a quick or decisive victory over the Islamic State. Foreign Policy magazine says the White House has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to ally Saudi Arabia in response to the Sunni kingdom's aerial war against Shiite rebels in Yemen. Magazine quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official saying a hold was placed on such shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling the Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions in civilian areas. This is VOA News. New data by the International Organization for Migration show a significant increase in the number of migrants journeying across the Sahara Desert from West Africa to Algeria and Libya and then on to Europe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The report finds more than 60,000 migrants have transited through the Agadez region of Niger between February and April. It says close to two-thirds were recorded leaving Niger for North Africa, while the rest was composed of migrants returning to Niger and entering the country. The largest number of migrants surveyed come from Nigeria and Niger. Other nationalities include Senegalese, Gambians, Malians, and Cameroonians. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the upsurge in the number of migrants crossing the Sahara is largely due to the cheap prices smugglers are charging.
The average cost of migration is anywhere between U.S. $85 and U.S. $345.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The cybersecurity firm Symantec has found evidence that North Korea is behind the recent string of attacks on several Asian banks. So-called malware was reportedly used to steal $81 million from Bangladesh's central bank. Also is linked to attacks on a bank in the Philippines and in Vietnam. This may be the first time one country has used malicious code to steal money from another country. World Health Organization dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, because of the Zika virus outbreak. Bruce Aylward is WHO's Executive Director of Outbreaks and Health Emergencies.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said holding games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. In U.S. politics, the unpopularity of presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is causing an unprecedented level of excitement for a third party known as the Libertarians, the consistent third-place finishers in what is normally a two-party race. Thousands are gathering at the Libertarian Party convention in Orlando, Florida. They vote today on their presidential nominee. And the frontrunners, among 18 declared presidential candidates, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson and his running mate William Weld, the former Massachusetts governor. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.